The magic of Django Reinhardt has many different elements to it. Is it the fact of freedom that this Belgian-born gypsy got to take his dreams and take them around Europe and around the world, where he picked up the French folk music, a good friend in Stefan Grappelli, and their club was hot. But their club also had some elements of people like Duke Ellington or Joe Venuti or Eddie Lang. And today, here we are 50-plus years after the passing of Django Reinhardt and the fascination not only with his music, but with his life and his lifestyle is still something that appeals to people of all cultures all around the world. And that appeal is represented in reality by our special guests this morning on Morning Jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat because I am joined by the Django Festival All-Stars. Thank you. noches. You see, that's the kind of music we need in the year 2018. That's the kind of music, that spirit that kept the people of Paris alive when the Nazis were moving through and destroying everything in their path. The Django Festival All-Stars are the reason that this feels like this morning. And as they just celebrated at Birdland, as they just celebrated at the Moody Festival last week, the T.D. James Moody Festival, and as you will be able to see and hear them live tomorrow at 12 noon in Weehawken, New Jersey. It's part of the UBS Atrium Series, a midday concert outdoors at 1000 Harbor Boulevard in the Lincoln Harbor section of Weehawken. This kind of music, folks, is something that we need. And seven swinging cats with us this morning. We're going to talk to a couple of them now. The accordionist, we want to say a good morning.
Good morning.
To him, to Ludwig Baer.
Thank you. Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And part of the Schmidt family. There's the father, Dorado. There are the two sons, Amadi, a very fine guitarist, and another fine guitarist, Samson Schmidt.
Yes.
Yes, he's not going to disagree. Let me ask you a question. You know, when you talk about Django Festival All-Stars, people that aren't familiar might think, we just play the music of Django Reinhardt, right?
Yes, but it's the All-Star. It's at the beginning. I think it's a meeting between musicians playing the Django songs and music. And after some years touring together and sharing a lot of experiences and music, we started to create a new sound, new tunes, new composition, and try to expand the Django Reinhardt legacy. And I think we have a great chance to have with us really nice soloist musician as Pierre Blanchard on the violin, as Samson Schmidt on guitar, as Dorado Schmidt on violin, and Hamati on the guitar too. And all this group of musicians is not only playing the Django music, but adding something that maybe Django will like to hear in 2018.
You're absolutely right. It's yes. The kind of stuff, if Django Reinhardt was alive today, this is the kind of band he might have.
We hope so, because it's very important in the gypsy tradition to pay a lot of respect to Django's music. So when you start to expand the music, you really need to find a way to do it, keeping the roots and the basis of this music at the rhythm part. The rhythm part is very important because, of course, you can have the Manouche rhythm with the double bass. And if you want to add something, you have to be careful, you know, to have something. Sometimes it's too jazz, it's too bebop, it's too modern. So you have to keep the tradition and keep the modernity. And this is the mixture of the two that is getting more interest for us and for the audience, I think. Also.
And the kind of mixture we heard on that opening track that was not a Django Reinhardt original, but rather a piece written by the father, Dorado Schmidt. One of the two fine violinists that you're hearing this morning, he wrote it for his cousin, Giavolo, Swing. And it has that kind of mixture, Ludwig, that you are talking about, right?
Exactly, you're right, because Dorado and the Schmidt family, they have a great sense of what the tradition is. And Dorado is one of the most renowned gypsy composer now. So that's why he's the man.
Now, you talk about Django Reinhardt, You talk about a legacy, which in my opening remarks, I mentioned that here we are 50-some years after his passing, and there is still an attraction and a mystery about not only his music, but with non-musicians, about his lifestyle. So you would think that the creation of a Django Reinhardt all-star band would come from across the sea way over there, but that's not the case. It was inspired by two people right in our area, Pat Phillips and Ether Estrada.
Yes, they had the wish to put good musicians together without maybe anticipating what will go on later, meaning to transform the festival in a real band, a real group with a real identity. And of course, the project is really successful thanks to Pat Phillips, because she's doing the booking, everything for us, and she's our producer. So thank you, Pat, for that. And also, the musicians' part, our job, is to create the new music. And I think today everybody is very happy to be part of this All-Stars. A lot of musicians will like to enter into it, maybe. But I think it's important to keep our spirit and our friendship, because the friendship is very important into the music, because everybody is also a composer and we are a good sharing of duties inside the band.
And as soon as the music fires up, there are smiles all around.
Yes, of course.
You can't make that up. One of the smiles coming from me. Gary Walker, it's Morning Jazz, and a very special noontime concert tomorrow at the UBS Atrium Series. It is at the Lincoln Harbor section of Weehawken at 1000 Harbor Boulevard. You're going to be able to see and hear this music live. With us this morning at WBGO, can we hear more from the Django Festival All-Stars? Thank you. You know, here on Morning Jazz, that's the way we thank our contributors. For those special moments, Pierre Blanchard, the world-class violinist, the guitar of Franco Mersten, the bassist of Gino Romain, the accordion of Ludwig Bayer, and the guitar and the writing of Samson Schmidt. This piece, which he wrote, called Lovely Wife, is one of the 11 tracks that's on their latest recording, the Django Festival All-Stars Attitude Manouche. And coincidentally enough, the name of the record label is Resilience. What are we talking about this morning? We're talking about the resilience of a romantic named Reinhardt, and the festival all-stars that come together and tour around the world, or tomorrow right around the corner from here in Weehawken at 1000 Harbor Boulevard. They're going to do a lunchtime concert there. It's part of the UBS Atrium series. But how do you move from where this group first performed as a unit in the year 2000 at Birdland formally coming together, permanently coming together in 2002, and eventually ending up at Carnegie Hall. How do you do that? And I know the answer, practice. But the real answer comes from people like Leonardo DiCaprio getting behind this group. And his father says, you have to hear this group. It's my favorite group. And just like Samson, scoring points for his wife, writing that piece, Lovely Wife, I'm sure Leonardo wanted to score points with his dad. Because his daddy said, this is absolutely the best music you will ever hear in your life. Is that kind of the way it kind of started out and took place?
Samson, do you want to answer how you met Leonardo?
I remember we saw Leonardo at Birdland. And the first thing, Leonardo, there was very happy to listen our music. And his dad, too. And he saw my brother, Amati Schmidt, to play. He said, what? It's unbelievable to see some young musician like Amati, and he plays so good.
Because Leonardo is not a newcomer to this music, because he is a really fan of the jazz music and the swing music from the 20s, 30s, 40s. And by his father, and he has a lot of idols, like the Nicholas Brothers also, you know, so he has a... And he liked the Django Reinhardt music because if you remember the movie Aviator of Martin Scorsese, they was playing some Django music inside the movie. And Leonardo is very aware about what is going on about this music. So one night we had him coming to the show and explain to us that I'm so happy to hear this music live. And throughout the year, he was a constant follower, you know, going to some of concerts, and then we try to talk a little with him, you know, about music, not about the cinema and Hollywood, you know, just about music, you know, just about the Django, but the, some also compositions by Dorado, by Pierre, by Samson, by me. And he pushed us a lot, you know, to do something. Please do a celebration, do something. And this idea of Carnegie Hall was also in our mind since a lot, for a long time. You know, we are talking with our producer about the opportunity maybe to do something. And everything came together. You know, it's difficult to say who is responsible for that. You know, this is a context of events, of life encounters, of maybe of some hazard too. Sometimes you don't know exactly why, but Carnegie Hall happened, and we had our producer, we had Leonardo, we had the musicians, we have, and also most important, we have built an audience here. A lot of people that we are meeting very often in San Francisco, in New York, coming to our concert, started to spread the word, you know, this band is interesting, you should come. And I think the combination of everything, the audience, the producing, made it happen. But it's only the beginning, I think, now.
Oh, I have to agree with you, because you take the music with its genesis, and its origins in the 1930s and 40s and 50s. Reinhardt himself, a huge fan of Duke Ellington, one of his lifelong dreams, eventually realized in the 50s when Duke Ellington brought him to America and they toured around together, Django Reinhardt and Duke Ellington. And you see how this infectious musical style attracts fans, some with well-known names, like DiCaprio, but thousands of people just yes. coming to this music because of its infectious spirit. I don't imagine anyone ever walking away from this kind of music. But it leads me to my next question for you, representing all here today, is that what attracted you to the music of Django Reinhardt? What was it?
I think we have to ask the question to Dorado, and I will translate in English. Qu'est-ce qui a fait que vous êtes tourné vers la musique de Django chez vous, dans votre famille?
Déjà, grâce à mon père.
Thanks to his father.
Qui nous a fait écouter.
Because his father was a big fan of Django, and he was listening to Django during his childhood.
Quand même pas, ouais, je voudrais quand même dire un petit mot.
And Dorado would like to say,
au début,
at the beginning, he didn't want to play the Django's music. He played Jimi Hendrix, Carlos Santana, George Benson, and all that kind of musicians, because he was young at that time.
But
thanks to his father, he discovered Django's music, and now you will understand music better, maybe. And thanks to his father, he started to listen to Django, and he was a gift to Dorado.
Pardon?
Dorado says, my father, thanks to Django's music, I learned a lot of things. And maybe with other guitarists, something will be missing. And this is something I will add. When Dorado met George Benson after a concert in Phoenix, but he met George Benson many times, but that particular time, George Benson talked to him and said how he was inspired by Django Reinhardt. And if you met a lot of guitar players, they all will say that at some point they get inspired by Django.
Which explains also, as we move through the decades, why I would imagine still to this day, you have an affinity and an affection for guitars like George Benson or Wes Montgomery, for example.
Yes. Totally, yes, because in the gypsy music now, you have clearly the influence of Wes Montgomery and George Benson, because they were influenced at first by Django themselves, you know, and it's kind of the endless circle, something that never ends. But in the gypsy community, the Django Reinhardt is like the tradition, is like their folk music, is the tradition, part of the family, so they don't really think how they get into Django's music. This is part of the education, of the cultural background, you know. You don't decide to love Django. You are born with Django.
Key phrase here, folks, if you're listening at home, the word tradition does not necessarily mean tired. Tradition is something, I think Ludwig mentioned it earlier in the hour, this group, there's a whole bunch of people that want to be part of the group, if only for one night. People like Ken Poplowski have done this. People like the wonderful harpist Edmar Castaneda. He lives where you guys are going to be playing tomorrow. He might just show up. And vocalists like Melody Gardot and Veronica Swift. So it's a music that has an attractiveness to it that, why not Carnegie Hall? For one or two or maybe three nights. And lucky enough for us, here this morning on Morning Jazz, the Django Festival All-Stars are going to play something else for us. We'll be right back. ever, ever standing still. Case in point, this morning, as we hang out with the Django Festival All-Stars, there's a piece violinist Pierre Blanchard told me he just wrote. It's a brand new performance, and it's dedicated to his good friend, Dorado Schmidt. It's called Dorado's Smile, which is infectious to anyone who's in the room when this kind of music is playing. I'm Gary Walker, the Django Festival All-Stars on Morning Jazz today. On stage tomorrow at 12 noon, for you folks in Weehawken, we're going to be a part of the UBS Atrium series. It's a midday concert at 1000 Harbor Boulevard. Actually starts about 12:30, but get there at 12 noon, man. Get a good seat. And then for our audiences around the corner and around the world, the 17th in Toronto, the 19th in Albuquerque, and then out to the West Coast in Santa Barbara, four different concerts at the wonderful facility, the SF Jazz Festival facility out there in San Francisco, and then Portland, and then Folsom, California. And spreading the word, but at the same time, the word based in tradition, but moving ahead in a modern way, influenced by perhaps their travels down the road tomorrow. And we welcome them today to WBGO, Pierre Blanchard on the violin, Franco Mersten on guitar, the Schmidts, Samson, and also Amati, and then their father, Dorado Schmidt, who, if he put a dark mustache on, it could be Django Reinhardt, but he plays the violin. Yeah. Gino Ramen on the bass, and Ludwig Bayer, the accordionist. The Django Festival All-Stars. You guys ever have a time when you fight when you're on the road? I mean, this music is so positive and so uplifting, and every time you hit, that's what I'm amazed, because Pierre, he just nodded. One, two, three. And everybody was there. But like, is there ever a time when everybody's not there? Right? One week at Bird
Lamb. Yes, it is. Pierre just said that we play this song for one week at Birdland. You know, last week we play twice a night for the shows, so we are a little bit ready.
Well, that's the way, the Blue Note record label, a very famous record label, right? And that's how a lot of those great recordings were made. Is the Cats took them out on the road first. Took them into the clubs first.
Yes, it's very important.
Made them right.
You can do the contrary, but for us, it's very important to try new songs, new compositions on the road. And everything that happened in this band was created on the road, rehearsing in hotel rooms, played on concerts. And after, we started to talk about recording something.
The new record is called Attitude Manouche. It is on the Resilience record label. It's been out since mid-July, August, sometime in there. And if you would like to know more, and who wouldn't, they have a website. It's called Django Festival All-Stars, all one word, DjangoFestivalAllStars.com. You guys are great. And they got up to come down here early this morning, tomorrow at 12. A little after 12 noon for you folks in Weehawken, New Jersey. You know, that's where Edmar Castaneda lives.
He's our friend.
Yes, I know.
He's in Mexico or somewhere, I think.
That could be. But we'll if he's at home, he might show up.
Of course.
Yeah. Do you ever have people just show up and want to like jam with the band?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
We had James Carter sometimes. At Birdland, we had Joe Fram, fantastic saxophone player. Grace Kelly, the saxophone, too.
There's three great choices right there.
Yes.
Now, do you have to make any adjustments when a vocalist comes into play? Like I mentioned a couple in Veronica Swift and Melody Gardot. Do you have to make any changes?
Not really. I think it's very easy. We share the music together, and It's easy when the guest is a musician, and we hope we are musicians. The music speaks for itself, and it's better to play. And after you can set up, but it's very easy. We never had problems with sharing music with our guests, or it's all is only pleasure.
You mentioned at the front of this hour about the delicate balance between the tradition of the hot club or Django's music and how you can alter that a little bit. How do you do that?
I think it's a question of generation. This is your influences, what you played before playing Django's music. The time we are living in 2000, 2010, 2018. Now we'll listen a song composed by Amati. Amati is the youngest in the group. He had a different culture. He grew up with another kind of TV, movies, food, everything, iPhones. You know, and the life is very important in the legacy. You compose things different, and I think you don't think about doing something. You just do because this is your life. This is what you want to play. And because you have the tradition of Django, it's coming naturally, naturally.
And that tradition evolves over the years. You know, earlier this hour, Samson wrote that piece that we heard called Lovely Wife.
Yes.
Could have been a piece written by Django when he was 18 years old, returning to his own wife in the caravan after a night's work in the clubs.
Yes, at 18, Django was playing the banjo, so we're glad that Samson played the guitar.
okay, all right. And you say we're going to hear a piece that Amati wrote?
Yes, Amati will play a song he wrote called Sunny Day.
Django Festival All-Stars this morning.
Thank you.
Could You Tell, one of those movies that maybe Amati had watched once or twice? Sunny Day from guitarist Amati Schmidt. Here this morning with brother Samson Schmidt and Father Dorado Schmidt, as well as violinist Pierre Blanchard and also Dorado Schmidt, and Gino Romain on the bass, Ludwig Bayer, the accordionist. You've been enjoying, I'm sure, the Django Festival All-Stars. Tomorrow, lunchtime concert, 12:30 or so, part of the UBS Atrium Series midday concert at 1000 Harbor Boulevard, Lincoln Harbor section of Weehawken. They will be appearing, and I'm sure in a neighborhood near you, if you live near Toronto, Albuquerque, Santa Barbara, San Francisco, four different opportunities there, and Portland, and Folsom, California, and information whenever you want at DjangoFestivalAllStars.com. The latest recording is entitled Attitude Manouche, the Django Festival All-Stars today and for many days ahead. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming down here this morning. Ludwig, what is the last piece of music we're going to hear? I know you're going to give us a barn burner to take us out. Yes. Tell me a little about it.
We'll play a song I wrote a couple of weeks ago. This is called Gypsy Wagon. And we'll feature also Amati as a solist in this piece, playing the fantastic new guitar made by Rodrigo Chopis, his luthier in New York.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Gypsy Wagon. Get on board. Thank you.